CBS News. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Police say a man with a gun apparently had been waiting in the entrance of the Dakota, the apartment building where Lennon lived. Just as Lennon got out of a car, the man opened fire. More from Stephanie Shelton.
Lennon was brought to Roosevelt Hospital's emergency room shortly before 11 p.m., according to Dr. Stephen Lynn, director of emergency room services.
He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitated efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
Where was he shot, Doc, and how many times?
He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest, in his left arm, and in his back.
Lynn said there were 7 wounds in Lennon's body, although he could not say how many shots were actually fired. Lennon died, said Lynn, from damage to the large blood vessels in his chest. He probably died, Lynn said, almost instantly. Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, was with the singer when he was shot and later at the hospital. According to Lennon's record producer, Jack Douglas, Lennon had been at a recording session, had taken a break to go home to get something to eat. He was shot in the entrance to his apartment. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, New York.
Police arrested 25-year-old Mark David Chapman, a former security guard and a resident of Honolulu, Hawaii, for the killing of John Lennon. Chapman had apparently been around New York for about a week, staying first at Hawaii, then at a local hotel. He had been hanging around the Dakota, the apartment building in which Lennon and his wife, Yoko Ono, live, all week long. Yesterday afternoon, Chapman apparently had Lennon autograph an album for him as Lennon headed out to a recording session. Lennon and his wife were returning from that session to eat, and Chapman was waiting for him. Chief of Detectives James Sullivan says Lennon and his wife emerged from a limousine and were walking into the apartment building through an archway.
To the right, as you walk in the archway area, is kind of a vestibule, which has a doorway, a glass doorway. This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lennon, as he arrived at that doorway. And then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
Lennon then staggered up a half dozen steps and was heard to utter the words, I'm shot. He collapsed face down on the floor. Suspect Chapman dropped his gun and stood waiting for police. He was arrested, and Lennon was rushed in a police radio car to Roosevelt Hospital, where doctors said he was dead on arrival. This is Rich Lamb.
Mark David Chapman is in Bellevue Hospital now for psychiatric examination. Since his arrest at the Dakota after the shooting with the murder weapon in his possession, Assistant DA Kim Hogreef has said Chapman has been calm, confident, and rational. The Assistant DA said Chapman admitted coming to New York from Hawaii on borrowed money just to execute former Beatle John Lennon. Chapman's court-appointed attorney, Herbert Adlerberg, said yes, Chapman did the shooting, but the question is motive. He disagrees with the DA's assessment that it was a calculated act.
It could also be that he's nutty as a fruitcake.
What did Chapman say to you?
I have no opinion one way or another. I wasn't there. I'm only trying to protect his rights the best way I know how. And the only way I can do that at this point is to have this guy evaluated psychiatrically.
Did you get any clue as to motive why he did it? He talked to you about Lennon, apparently.
No.
What did he say about John Lennon?
He likes him very much. He admired him very much. He admired all the Beatles very much.
Despite some confusion in the DA's office on Chapman's background, it turned out he has no known criminal record, but he does have a psychiatric history involving suicide attempts. This is Irene Cornell. While Mayor Kotz said he mourns John Lennon, he also felt called upon to defend New York City. He was asked about a statement in a London newspaper that says the murder is a reflection of life in New York City and the United States in general, where easy possession of guns has created monsters. The mayor said when someone is bent on killing someone of the international stature of John Lennon, it could happen in any city. Of Lennon himself, Mayor Kotz said this.
Well, John Lennon affected profoundly a whole generation, and his music and that created by his colleagues known as the Beatles was worldwide in its impact. He was an international figure, and New York City became his home, and we were very proud of that. Every death by violence is a trauma to society, and the death of someone of John Lennon's stature intensifies that drama, and obviously we have to all mourn his loss.
Mayor Koch on John Lennon. This is Irene Cornell.
The wreaths, flowers, candles, and hand-painted messages of grief on and around the big iron gate to the place where John Lennon lived adds to the sense of the unreal that Lennon's mourners are talking about. They speak in hushed tones, some at times singing, others at times listening in silence to the nonstop musical tribute on portable radios dispersed throughout the crowd. The young, the old, pay last respects to John Lennon, among them a 61-year-old neighbor.
We've lost a very talented person, and I happen to have heard the gunshots last night, and of course it was quite a shock to find out who the victim was, and the people gathered very quickly thereafter. And I think it's a tribute to how they feel about him, that they're so orderly, quiet, there's very little exhibitionism. These people, I think, are really grieved. And as someone commented last night, that a man who fought so hard against violence in this world came to a violent end himself.
And as the music filled the air, the tears flowed, and one was struck by the realization that the vigil was not only for Lennon, but for the mourners themselves, as the songs triggered memories of yet another bygone era. This is Steve Reed.
Disbelief, but initially disbelief, but after you think about it for a few minutes, you see that it's almost become a way of life in this country, that there's no value for life anymore.
Just couldn't believe that an ex-Beatle like John Lennon was just killed so no cause, just like that.
That's a loss. Deep loss.
We live down the block, and we just thought we'd like to be with everybody else. Kind of keeping vigil.
The sound system here at the Disco Mat in River Edge, New Jersey, is blaring nothing but John Lennon and the Beatles. The people here, some with tears in their eyes, aren't just buying an album. They're taking 2 and 3 copies of the same record. The average sale is about $40, and it's all Beatles. 18-year-old Mike Korozinski borrowed my pen to add up the cost of all the Beatles albums he wanted. He only had $45 on him and had to put one back.
It doesn't seem appropriate this time to go out and be purchasing John Lennon albums or Beatles albums. It's almost, I don't know, it doesn't feel right. Because it's, you know, why? It's like something that the record companies are just going to make money off of, or it's going to be a big hype for a while and people run out and buy Beatles albums and feel nostalgic. And I don't know. But I guess that's okay to feel that way.
One 23-year-old told me that he couldn't identify with the assassination of President John F. Kennedy because he was too young. But now that Lennon has been shot down, he says he understands the rage. In River Edge, New Jersey, I'm Ben Farnsworth.